We're talking to Dr. Sergei Zhukov, the director of the Russian Technology Transfer Center, and welcome to the space show.
Thank you very much for visiting our booth. Here in the booth, we represent the Russian Space Agency and also six companies. You can see the NPO Energomash, Sea Launch Aerospace Corporation, Russian Tech Transfer Center, Research Institute of Physical Measurements, or NIFI in Russian. It's a Penza aerospace company producing sensors. KBTM, or Design Bureau of Transport Machinery, and also a special design bureau, Fakel, which is producing small orientation engines.
Okay. And what's the main purpose of the Technology Transfer Center?
For the Technology Transfer Center, the main purpose is to promote the product, services, and technologies of aerospace companies to the civil market in Russia and also abroad. We also try to help to our companies to buy some technologies or specific product components necessary for their producing.
Okay, and it's both marketing the individual products of each organization, plus are there also joint projects?
Well, some of our companies have their international departments, and they or sell product or services or organize the joint projects. As concerned to the Russian Tech Transfer Center, we are happy every time when we can help two companies and establish some cooperation. Of course, we are a commercial company, so we have a commercial interest in these activities.
And maybe if you can just go through each of the organizations that are members of the center and just tell our listeners what each organization does, you know, what their business is, what type of products they have.
To be more exact, we are not association. We have four founders, among them NPO Energomash, NPO Technomash, which is the leading company in machinery building technologies, Association Tech Pribor, which includes 11 device and measuring companies of Russian space industry, and some private company called Tech 21. But we work on a contract base with the aerospace companies, so that is just a note. As regards to companies presented in this booth, first of all, I would like to say a few words about the Russian Space Agency. We are working, all of us, we are working under the care of the Russian Space Agency, or some companies on this booth are directly devoted to the Space Agency as a state enterprises. Russian Space Agency, it's a federal government agency, established in 1992 on the decree of President Yeltsin, and is responsible for the planning and making order, financing the Russian state program. And NPO Energomash, this is a leading company in engines technologies, one of the best companies in the world, with a 40 years history, so I may speak about that alone. Air launch company is very new, which is in the process of registration. But leading aerospace companies such as KBHA, Voronezh, it's an engine company, Kompomash Corporation, Makiev Design Bureau, and Misishev Design Bureau are organizing this air launch project. You know already about the Tech Transfer Center. NIFI was established in 1961 in Penza City, 600 kilometers away from Moscow. And now this is a leading and one of the best company in sensors, different type of sensors, pressure, dynamics, displacement, force, temperature, etc. for aerospace technologies. I just may note that on a Buran space shuttle were 3,500 sensors of NIFI, 30 physical parameters, and KBTM, but KBTM have 50 years history, this year in August was 50th anniversary of this company. This company provide the equipment for the launch, so launching facilities for Zenit rockets. It's one of the best technologies. Cyclone, Molniya, Cosmos, and other rockets. They have several modern technologies, and they participate in a sea launch project and in some modern modernization new facilities in Russia. They also have some interest, commercial interest, in Australia to build spaceport here. And OKB Fakel is locating in Kaliningrad City, former Königsberg, on the Baltic Sea. This company specializing in a small engines of orientation, very nice and precise and quite reliable.
Okay, there's some of the other organizations. We mentioned OKB Fakel. They are purely providing small maneuvering thruster engines for spacecraft. Do they provide any other types of equipment or technology, or just the spacecraft thrusters?
Provide technologies for other applications. You know, I'm not sure. In the Soviet Union, as I know, all companies were specialized, and the Fakel was not the excluded. Right now, the Fakel, as many of other aerospace companies, have a very difficult financial status, and especially because they are in Kaliningrad region, far from Mother Russia, you know, through Belarus and Litva, and they have a lack of money now. And they, of course, are looking for contacts, because they have a very nice technology for at least small engines. Nikolai Maslennikov, the first deputy director, is here in the Congress. As I know, he's interested in the contacts. That's all I can say now.
And anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about the different types of technologies that the Technology Transfer Center offers?
The Tech Transfer Center have a database about 500 technologies available for commercial use. We have here the list about 56 of something like that, 56 technologies, which are now available on our website. We are planning to extend this list very shortly, because we have fully prepared materials. Some of those technologies were transferred to the United States, some inside Russia. We have good examples when some Russian company in Moscow needed technology, and they found it technology in Tomsk through us. And in the Siberia region, for example, small reducers. And American company are interested in, for example, some sensors technologies for accelerometers, or like NIFI, they have sensors for pressure which are resistant for the temperature until 800 centigrade out of cooling, no cooling. We also publish the Russian Tech Briefs newsletter with the NASA Tech Briefs magazine together in US. Unfortunately, last year this project was temporarily stopped on a financial reason. So anyway, we are working on the technology transfer, have a good contacts in some countries, but not in Australia. So maybe some company which is also specializing in informational services will be interesting to work with us, so we can give a lot of information.
because I think we've heard a lot of very good examples of different types of technologies that have been developed for space and rockets that can be applied to many, many industries. And it's just a matter of making sure you have a good organisation to communicate that and establish the connections between different companies in different countries. Well, thank you very much for your time and the interview, and enjoy the rest of your stay in Australia.
Thank you.